That was a pretty good podcast. I was gonna say, I like Springer's sound effects the best. I mean, the explosions, that's cool. You gotta be like, but I support torture since nobody else does. But type of torture I support is like a really, 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 really hot girl torturing me. So I mean, this is a call to all hot girls, cause y'all all pretty, and even the ugly girls too, cause you're pretty to me anyways, baby. If you'd like to torture me, just send me a U to you, and we can know what I mean. But seriously, that was a great podcast. I'm not saying the first one sucked or nothing, but it's a little bit better. A little bit, like 4 centimeters, give or take, 0.5. God, I'm such a point whore. I'm earning 2,500 points just for talking, just for rambling. As I watch the bar, listen to the spikes. Listen to the spikes. But you probably won't be able to hear them because I'm going to add some music. I don't even know about the plastic bag, jellyfish, whatever, space jelly thread. I'm going to have to find that now. Thank you for pointing that out, guys. Love you guys both. That's cool that Valhalla was a rocket scientist. I wish I could just be like half as smart as that, but you know, we all got our limits, we all got our shortcomings. I have a few. Can you guys hear me eating this Twix? Listen closely.
Gulp.
Enough joking around though. I'm just gonna say, so like, is there ever gonna be the Skeptic Overlord video game? I remember Springer a while back was talking about having some sort of online ATS type game. I didn't know if he was gonna want it based on, say, like Fall of Empires, because that'd be really cool, because you know, you pick your sides. You could be like CIA, NSA, the BTS, where the Lysergic resides. You know, I'd play it knowing all the noobs. But excuse me, like a 3D game, an FPS. For those that don't know what FPS stands for, that's first person shooter. I'd like that too. A long time ago, I wanted to get a server, but it kind of went through. Like me and I'm so bad at names. I don't think it was East Coast Kid. It was this dude, and I think I played Counter-Strike or Half-Life 2 with them, and it was fun. But what if, like, somebody who is smarter than me made, like, a above-top secret versus below-top secret, maybe even did skins for PTS, made a mod for, like, Counter-Strike? Would you guys ever host a server, and then we could play? Maybe I could just own everyone, or, you know, I mean, it's just something like that that would be cool, that I think would be cool. Maybe I'd be the only person on there, but I'd be on there 24/7. I mean, I know it's a very slim chance, and to rent a server, it's not that much. It's just the matter of fact that I would like to have people to play with, and I know you guys wouldn't want me to go and make a Counter-Strike server and call it the BelowTopSecret.com Get Your Freak On server. Maybe you guys should look into that, because in Counter-Strike Source, it's terrorist versus counter-terrorist. And, you know, maybe ATS could be, like, the counter-terrorist. Then we can make some cool skins. We could have, like, Durka Durka Jihad Osamas with on the BTS crew. Or maybe just the BTS could just be, like, psychotic people. And you take pictures from member photos. Photoshop my head on there or something. I don't know. Then you can get a chance to shoot like Sergic in the head, and it'd be pretty cool. Because, I mean, there's tons of guns, it's fun, it's violent. Maybe we could twist it up, make some maps. But I suck at all that, but I know there has to be people out here on the ATS verse, universe, that have these skills. So, I mean, would you guys, Springer, Skeptic Overlord, Simon, would you guys do something like that? I think it'd be totally cool. And I mean, you guys could make it where it's even passworded. Maybe just make it something simple like BTS, ATS, Skeptic Overlord Rocks! Or, I don't know. It'd be really cool because I like.
There's nothing like the thrill of hunting people down and killing them. My heart's beating, my hands are shaking, but we're still getting headshots. It's like bullet shot.
But, really, when you guys were talking about the game back in the day, I don't know if you guys meant, like, the ATS games that you're going on now, but I'd love to see, like, an ATS mod for, like, Counter-Strike or Half-Life 2 or whatever next-gen FPS is coming out. I mean, even Unreal Tournament in 2004, it'd be cool. You know, you guys would get down on it. Those games are really fun to play when you drink. I don't know. I just like the community of the whole ATS website. I like the people. And I'd love to kill them. Not literally. I'd like to kill their pixel characters. But I don't know. What do you guys think? I would love to hear some feedback on that. I mean, maybe if I was encouraged enough, maybe I could learn some stuff and possibly get that. And because I know you guys have a policy, no recruiting for like guilds and gay stuff like that. Like, you know, I would never be in a guild anyways. I'm too antisocial. Like, I was in a guild once on a video game, but I got kicked out because, you know, I'm lethargic. And on Counter-Strike, I can play as a team, but mainly I use people for body shields, you know, like human shields. I get behind them, put my M1A1 on top of their shoulder, and just let them take the bullets for me, and then I toss a flashbang, and then hope to God I don't die. Skeptic, I know you got a computer that can run Half-Life 2 or whatever. Many times if you buy like an AMD processor, they were giving it away for free. And if not, you can just always check out Steam. I think it's like $20. But the server, I think you get a server, just like a, say like a 16-man server, it would be like $20 a month. Maybe 30. I don't know. I'm poor. I'm ghetto. I'm ghetto fabulous. But man, I'd have nonstop fun on that. We could have like our avatars as sprays. If you guys don't know what that is, like say you run up and you kill someone, you hit T on your keyboard and it goes, and it sprays your logo on there. And I mean, just think, like, you could have the Super Overlord skin, because I guess you're using Poser, is that what it's called? And if you could make some bitchin' 3D models, oh my god, it'd rule. Because, I mean, I played on servers where, like, you know, clannies, whatever you want to call them, they got, like, custom models for all their stuff, and it's pretty cool, it's fun. I mean, you know, sometimes people get in heated debates on ATS, PTS, not really in BTS, but sometimes, you know, it'd be fun to get on a game and just shoot each other for a while. And it has a voiceover IP, so we could all talk, chit-chat, shoot the shiot, and shoot each other. Throw grenades, flashbangs, smoke grenades. Shoot each other with Glocks, Desert Eagles, it's fun. I know you guys might not be into that, but God.
We love you long time if you did that. Long, long time.
And then, you know, it'd be cool because then you could get more people into this. You could have, like, you know, say, Valhall, so you could come and shoot me. It'd be fun. I'd enjoy that. I played Counter-Strike, or no, Half-Life 2 with Parhesia, and let me tell you, Parhesia is sneaky. She busts out like rocket launchers and kills like four people at a time. And I'm just like, who shot me? And I'm like, oh, the skinky ho Bobby. But, I don't know. Would you guys consider that? At least think about it. I could give you guys some links or something. I'm gonna pause it real quick so I can look up a URL. Never mind that idea. I had a little bit too many beers to find the URLs. Maybe you guys could run it off an ATS server. It shouldn't really take that much bandwidth, I don't think. It'd just be cool, because, I mean, you know, I've been a member, I don't know how long, 3 years, almost four. It'd be cool to get down with my buds. We could shoot each other. Although I might school a lot of you, there's some of you that would probably school me too. But in all, it's hella fun. I noticed there's some gaps in this, so I'm going to edit them out for your convenience. Dear Mr. Overlord, it's Mr. Springer, I beg thee, please at least consider it. I'll even post a link to some Counter-Strike images. If you buy Half-Life 2, I think Counter-Strike Source comes with it, and we can always download mods if you want it, because, I mean, there's futuristic mods like Dystopia, and they're constantly coming out one, and those are usually free, and it's all on the Source engine, so, I mean, the graphics are beautiful. You'll be, like, setting a bomb going, doot, 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 doot. That's my Springer special effect, and you'll look at the guy's fingernails while you're doing it, and you're like, wow, those look better than my fingernails, but, wow, I was going to totally just talk about your podcast and the NASA stuff, and I just went off on Counter-Strike. But anyways, this is Lysergic signing off. Peace.